Hey friends, guess what time it is? It's wonder time! Come on, let's go on an adventure together! In today's wonder time, we are asking the question, where can I witness? Stefan hated riding the school bus, mostly because Anthony rode the same bus. Anthony was a bully. He was always making trouble, especially for Stefan. Stefan talked to his mother about the problem. She suggested that they pray. Later, Stefan's mother asked him if he would be interested in having a Bible club in their home. Stefan thought that was a good idea. Then his mother suggested that he invite Anthony. She told Stefan to pray and ask God what he should do. Stefan prayed, and he knew what God wanted him to do. He asked God for courage to be a witness to Anthony on the school bus. One day, God gave Stefan the courage. Stefan told Anthony how he had received the Lord Jesus as his Savior. Then he invited Anthony to the Bible club. The first day of the club, who do you suppose came? Anthony! That day, Anthony received Jesus as his Savior. Like Stefan, you could be a witness on your way to school. Maybe you can tell the good news to a friend during lunch at school. Or perhaps you can be a witness right in your own home. Can you think of other places where you can be a witness? Let me tell you a story to help you to remember why it's so important for you to be a witness. Ted and his family were traveling by car to Littleton to visit some far-out relatives they had never met. They drove all day long and were beginning to get tired. Suddenly, they saw a crossroad with a sign which read, 5 miles to Littleton. They were so happy that they were nearly there. They followed the signpost and drove for miles and miles, but there was no town. Ted's dad stopped the car at a farmhouse and asked for directions. The farmer said, "You're going in the wrong direction. Littleton is 20 miles back in that direction." Ted's dad told the farmer about the signpost. Someone must have turned it. So the directions are all wrong. We Christians are like signposts, and our job is to point people to Jesus Christ. But if we don't live for Him, we are pointing the wrong way and giving people wrong directions. So, you can be a witness by the way you live your life and by what you say to other people. We are almost at the end of today's Wonder Time, but before I go, I'd like to ask you a question. The question for today is, can you write down 3 places where you can be a witness? The question for today is, can you write down 3 places where you can be a witness? And your challenge for today is for you to choose one of the places you wrote down and to ask God to give you someone to witness to in that place. Your challenge for today is for you to choose a place from the 3 places that you wrote down and ask God to give you someone that you can witness to. And now let's talk to God together. Dear God, help me think of places where I can be a witness for you. Then help me to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the end of today's Wonder Time. But guess what? We will be back really soon. So don't miss out. Make sure you join us for the next Wonder Time. And remember, God loves you. Bye.